With all that's been happening in the world over these last couple of years, many people are suffering the effects of burnout. They may not want to admit it, but it's true. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was recently touched deeply by a Facebook post of a good friend of mine in South Africa, Nerdon Cross. He's a great guy, positive, encouraging, but he'd come to the realization that he was suffering from burnout. In part, this is what he wrote. I'm learning that a helpful way to switch off is through diversion, doing a different activity from the one that you're currently doing, but which you totally enjoy. If we keep going through the same demands of life day in and day out, week after week, we're going to burn out. Well, that makes a lot of sense. But is it biblical? He goes on to say this. Every time Jesus conducted what we would call a major meeting, pouring his life out into others, he always did a different activity afterwards. He walked with his disciples, or he talked to them, had a meal, got on a boat, climbed a mountain. Whatever the case may be, he would do something to create a diversion in his life for restoration. If Jesus needed it, well, hey, we need it more. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 32. Jesus and his followers were in a very busy place. There were so many people that he and his followers didn't even have time to eat. He said to them, "Come with me. We'll go to a quiet place to be alone. There we'll get some rest." So Jesus and his followers went away alone. They went in a boat to a place where no one lived. If you're feeling burnt out, treat it. Create a diversion. That's God's word fresh for you today. God loves you more than words can say, and he cares about every part of your body, soul, and spirit. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.